words with me tonight. I feel as though in my eagerness to present some of the things that I presented in the sermon tonight, I've probably bitten off more than I could chew, so to speak. But I hope the message comes through of the need of the people of the Lord, the need that we have not to be fearful, as our brother so well put it this afternoon, that the Lord's people, if we are striving after righteousness, if we are striving after keeping the Lord's commandments and doing His will, we have no need to fear. The things that are coming upon the earth, we know they're going to come. We know there's a time of trouble ahead. But we just read of those who have need of fearing. And some of those people out there have need of hearing the word also. And it's the duty of our ministry to do our best to take that word to them, so that they too might be gathered up, might be led up as calves of the stall, along with the righteous of the Lord's people and His people of the house of Israel. So I know that there are fearful things to consider, but I don't want us to be fearful. And I hope that's not the message that came across tonight, because that's not what I intended. I want to close. I know that the time is getting late. We're getting hungry. I want to close with the words to a song. My wife and I have become very good friends with a dear family that are members of the Bicker Tonight Church, the Church of Jesus Christ. Sister Becky Tarbuck and her family, a wonderful Zion-loving family that lives in Imperial, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh. And Becky Tarbuck's mother, Arlene Buffington, has had a great gift throughout her life. She's in quite elderly, and she's in pretty ill health right now. But beginning back in the 70s, Sister Arlene has been given this gift of the Lord, and she's been given songs. She calls the songs of Zion. And over the years, she has been given 228 songs through the Spirit of God. And I'd like to read this latest Song of Zion that Sister Arlene has been given. And I think it has to do with something that I've been talking about this evening. And the scripture verse that goes with it comes from Matthew chapter 24, verse 20. And that verse says, "But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. Pray ye that your flight be not in the winter." And the title of this song is called "Come Before Winter." Some of you have heard this before. I read it once before in a sermon at the Temple Lot. But the song is called "Come Before Winter." Come before winter, while summer wears on. Come, ere the bridges and highways are gone. Come before traveling comes to an end. Come before winter, my friend. Come before winter, my friend. Come before winter and come before spring. Come while the birds in the branches still sing. Heed when the trumpets send out the alarm. Come before winter comes on. Come before winter comes on. Come before winter, a place is prepared, where heaven's own blessings on earth there are shared. Come, Zion's children, there's no need to fear. Come before winter is here. Come before winter is here. Come before winter, the trumpets resound. A land beyond measure, the Lord he has found, and he is parting the rivers for thee. Come before winter and see. Come before winter and see. I thank you for your kind attention, your patience with me. I know I may have offered opinions tonight that may not agree with your beliefs about certain things. I come before you in humility and letting you know that I don't believe I am defensive. And if you care to come to me and let me know where you have disagreed with things I have said this evening, I'd be more than happy to talk with you, and I will not be defensive I will not be defensive. And my prayer is that we will all see the time in which we live, the urgency of the days before us, that we will not be fearful of the times ahead, but that we will prepare ourselves quickly, that we will put away the things that distract us, the things of the world that are of so little value, that we will put them away, and that we will prepare ourselves spiritually so that we are certain that we are His, and that when He gathers His saints together, that we will be among those that will be in that number, that will be led up as calves of the stall. So once again, I thank you for your kind attention, and I pray that the Lord's Spirit will be with us throughout the remainder of our time together. And again, I want to thank you here of the Phoenix Local. I want, on behalf of Deb and myself, I want to thank you for all your years of hospitality, for your love. And I don't know whether we'll be here next year. I hope that we will, but I don't know. I don't plan too far ahead these days. But I did not want to miss the opportunity to tell you all how much we love you, how much we love coming to this reunion. And I pray that one day we will all meet in the center place in the New Jerusalem. And that's my prayer for us all. Thank you.